Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, June 27th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Ucore Rare Metals Inc. tests EVU-UURAF, breaks ground on REE processing facility, pioneers domestic supply chain. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. has broken ground on its Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex in Alexandria, marking a significant milestone in the development of a domestic rare earth element supply chain. The facility will utilize Ucore's Rapid SX technology, funded by an $18.4 million investment from the U.S. Department of Defense. This advanced solvent extraction process offers a more efficient and environmentally friendly method for separating REEs, reducing North America's reliance on foreign sources for critical minerals. The Louisiana SMC is set to play a pivotal role in the industry, showcasing Ucore's commitment to sustainable corporate practices.
Bloomberg NEF foresees the worldwide EV market growing by 25% this year. Bloomberg NEF predicts a 25% growth in the global electric vehicle e-market in 2025, with slower growth expected in the American market. The market research provider's EV sales forecast reveals optimistic projections for electric vehicle sales worldwide. This growth could attract investor attention to companies like SolarBank Corp and CBCA, FC, GY2. Green Car Stocks, a platform focused on EVs and green energy, provides access to a vast network for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
Renewable energy solutions do more beyond generating power, WEF says. The World Economic Forum highlights that renewable energy solutions such as wind, solar, and hydropower can do more than just generate clean energy. In a recent blog post, WEF discussed how green energy solutions can also help protect air, water, and land quality. As electric vehicles from companies like Mullen Automotive Inc. gain traction in the market, there are broader benefits such as job creation, improved air quality, and reduced environmental impact. Investors can find more updates on Mullen Automotive Inc. on the company's newsroom website. Green Energy Stocks is a communications platform focused on companies shaping the green economy, providing access to various marketing solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and consumers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.